questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We've been in the studio. We have a very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Murtaza Karimi, an Islamic expert from the Islamic Hausa of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the authenticity of Ziyara Nahi al-Muqaddasa. We can roughly translate this, the title of this Ziyara, as the Ziyara of the Sacred Person. We can say this is a Ziyara related to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which is recited especially on the day of Ashura and other occasions. So give us some details about Ziyaratul Nahi al-Muqaddasa. What is this Ziyara?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An-Nahiyat al-Muqaddasa is a term which was used by the Shia from the time of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam to refer to the Imam of the time. In this case, we are talking about Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And this Ziyara Nahiyat al-Muqaddasa is narrated by one of the special deputies of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So it's a visiting text for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam issued by Imam Mahdi. Alayhi salam and may Allah
so sorry, Nahiya Muqaddasa means coming from a holy person.
No, Nahiya means
I translate as a sacred person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So An-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa is referring to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam himself. And Ziyara Nahiya Muqaddasa means the text which is issued for visiting Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And this text is coming from An-Nahiyat al-Muqaddasa, who is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Okay.
There are two ziyaras which are known as Ziyara Nahiya. One of them is famous and the other one is not that famous. The one which is not which is famous, as I mentioned, is quoted by one of the special deputies of the Imam. And this ziyara has been quoted by Sheikh al-Mufid and also in Bahar al-Anwar, in Al-Mazar al-Kabir, in As-Sahifat al-Hadiya, and some other famous Shia collections of prayers. The other one is Ziyarat al-Shuhada, and that is different from the Ziyarat that today we are talking about. Some people also call it Ziyarat Nahiyat al-Muqaddasa, but this is a Ziyarat given to us by a person called Muhammad bin Ghalib Isfahani. And in this Ziyarat, we read about the names of 80 companions of the Imam, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and those who killed him, those who killed them. And it seemed that this ziyara is from Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, or for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, not from Imam Mahdi.
Okay.
So the question is about the famous one, of course.
So that's all right. What about the authenticity of this ziyara? I mean, is it referred to and does it have many references during the history or not?
The oldest source that contained this ziyara, Ziyara Nahiya Muqaddasa, is Al-Mazar al-Kabir, by Ibn al-Mashhadi, who passed away in 595 after Hijrah. And now, still today, it's a matter of dispute, not only for Ziyara Muqaddasa, but for Al-Mazar al-Kabir by Ibn al-Mashhadi, whether it is an authentic source or not. We're not talking about the source now, we're talking about this Ziyara. The Ziyara does not include and contain the chain of the narration. He says that Ibn al-Mashhadi, in the beginning of his work, explicitly mentions that all the ziyarat that I'm quoting in this book, I have received them through complete chain of the narration, but for brevity, I'm omitting the chain of the narration.
Okay.
So, and that is the problem, if we may put it this way, for later scholars to trust Ibn al-Mashhadi in his claim or not.
Okay.
Now, we have the majority of the scholars agree that, he's a trustworthy person and all these ziyarat can be called, true ziyarat. But we have some scholars, for example, Ayatollah Khoui, rahmatullah alayhi, he believes that he himself, Ibn al-Mashhadi, he is an unknown person to us. So we cannot rely on him.
That's
and
right.
Among contemporary Shia scholars, we have some people who believe that this ziyara cannot be accepted because of some issues, especially in the chain of the narration. But the majority of the Shia scholars believe that, First of all, Ibn al-Mashadi himself is a great scholar. He is a trustworthy scholar. And they have accepted the authenticity of the book Al-Mazar al-Kabir.
Okay.
For example, we may refer to Shahid Awal, the first martyr, Sheikh Al-Amali, Allama Majlisi, Sheikh Abbas Qummi, Sayyid Muhsin Amin, and Aqbuzuk Tehrani.
That's all right. What is the main content of this Ziyara text, Sheikh?
This Ziyara begins by sending peace and greetings to all the prophets and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, like by saying Assalamu ala Adam Safatullah, sending salam upon all the prophets, beginning from Adam alayhi salam. Then he talks about what happened, the kind of description of Imam Hussein alayhi salam before the tragedy of Karbala, what caused this tragedy to happen, how Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred himself. Mm-hmm. It talks about the companions of the Imam. And also it talks about the mourning of all the creatures for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And finally, it has some tawassul, some supplications and prayers.
That's right.
Now, if I have time, I may go to some more details about the authenticity of this ziyara. Now, the point is that, first of all, Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar has quoted this ziyara in different volumes. And he has mentioned that Sheikh al-Mufid, he has quoted this ziyara in his book Al-Mazar as one of the recommended deeds for the day of Ashura. So this is one point by Allama Majlisi which considers this ziyara as, authentic ziyara for the Imam.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, you'll find your way. Now, as I mentioned regarding the chain of the narration, there is a kind of difference of ideas among Shia scholars, but the majority of the scholars, of Shia scholars, they have accepted Al-Mazar al-Kabir by Ibn al-Mashadi. But the second point is that, because we are talking about a ziyara text, we are not talking about jurisprudence.
Yes.
When it comes to Islamic laws, it's very important for you to check all the chain of the narration one by one.
Yes.
But when it comes to recommended deeds like du'as, supplications, prayers, and ziyarat, it's been proved that it's not the case for us to check one by one all the narrators, because in that case, we may refer to the content.
Yes.
Because in many cases, the content of a supplication and a ziyara tells us that no one but an infallible imam can issue such and tell us and recite such a supplication. So imagine, for example, we have no complete chain of the narration for Dua Abu Hamda Thumali.
Yes.
Or Dua Kumail,
yes.
Or Dua Harafa. Is it possible for a fallible person, a person other than Imam, to issue such a great Dua and Ziyara with all these profound content?
Yes.
According to many scholars, this is one of the ways through which we can come to this conclusion whether it is an authentic text, authentic supplication or not. So when it comes to Ziyara Nahya Muqaddasa, many scholars believe that the content of the narration is telling us that no one but an infallible imam has been able to say all these profound contents. The next point is that this ziyara has been quoted by many great scholars that I mentioned. This is another qarina, another indication that if it was not an authentic text for visiting Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so the Shia scholars shouldn't have quoted this ziyara in their books.
That's right.
I mentioned the names of some of these great scholars. Later we have other scholars, for example, Sayyidun Tawus in Misbah al-Zair, as I mentioned, Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar, Ibrahim bin Faith Kashani, and many others, many other scholars, they have quoted this ziyara in their books.
We can read it on any day, but especially on the day of Ashura.
Yeah. Okay. It's been one of the ziyara which is specific for the day of Ashura, but it doesn't mean that we are not able to recite it on other ways. Regarding the great and high content of this ziyara, let me quote a story from Sheikh Muhammad Hussein Kashif al-Qita. He was asked about another supplication which is known as Dua al-Sabah. And he was asked whether this Dua has an authentic chain of the narration or not. And in his answer to this question, he said that we know the words of the Imam of the Ahl Bayt, especially the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. It's not possible for any person other than Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to have said and to have issued this dua. In that case, he was talking about dua al-sabah.
Yes.
So this is the point. As I mentioned, even if we do not accept the chain of the narration, there are some indications, a bunch of evidence which tell us that this ziyara cannot be issued by any person other than Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. So many scholars believe that, ziyara Nahiyya Muqaddasa is an authentic ziyara for, visiting Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And either the chain is authentic because of the fact that Ibn al-Mashhadi himself says that I have quoted all these ziyarat,
yes,
through a full chain of narration. If we accept that from Ibn al-Mashhadi, then it's okay. Otherwise, if we reject this claim, the point is that there are some indications which tell us that we need to believe in this ziyara because of the fact that many great Shia scholars, they have quoted this ziyara in their books of supplications and prayers and ziyarat. And second of all, this ziyara contains some high and great content which cannot be issued by any person other than an infallible Imam. And of course, let me also share this point, okay, that the content of this ziyara is in line with many other ziyara texts. This, yes, is another qarina, another indication.
That's right.
So it doesn't contain something which is against the other ziyara texts that, yes, we have for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So, okay, it seems that at least according to the majority of the Shia scholars, ziyara Nahiyya Muqaddasa, yes, is an authentic, yes, ziyara text for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
In this ziyara text, we read, "Peace be upon the parched lips, peace be upon the plucked souls, peace be upon the snatched spirits, peace be upon the stripped corpses, peace be upon the pallid bodies, and peace be upon the gushing blood." These are referring to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the tragedy of Karbala 61 AH. Thank you much, dear listeners. To another episode, God bless you all. Assalamu alaikum, Ya Aba Abdullah al-Hussein.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن